A hymn that should not be sung lightly and unadvisedly. This is a very serious and solemn hymn of consecration. We can sing it prayerfully, if not sincerely, if not truly sincerely. It's a very serious matter, but we can always sing it prayerfully. And this requires total, absolute total consecration. And unless we have consecrated our lives in its entirety. We can pray. It doesn't mean that we cannot be seen. We can pray. It's every sentence is a serious matter. Take my life and let it be consecrated. We do not consecrate our life enough. Consecration takes time. It grows. It's not a one-time thing. Take my hands. First of all, take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. And I don't know, I just feel when we sang this song, I just feel that this is such a serious matter. And at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of life. The second stanza, take my feet. It's another serious matter. And how often do our feet go to places only when we are moved by the Holy Spirit, when the Lord commands. Our feet just usually go places wherever we want to. Our feet are hardly controlled by the Holy Spirit, going places. Hallelujah. And then, let them be sweet and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always. Take my voice. How do we use our voice? Do we use it for the Lord to glorify Him? Or do we use it just as we like? And even sometimes when we talk, is your voice controlled by the Lord? When you shouldn't talk loudly or yell or cry. We do that, right? We do that. But we can pray. The Lord will help us to sing or to speak for Him. In this Holy Spirit-led meetings, this is especially we need to learn to let Him use our voice, let Him control our voice. Whether we should speak or how long we should speak. And even when we preach or pray, how long should I preach? How long should I pray? Oh, our voice, let our voice be controlled by the Lord. The Lord will help us. Only for the King, only for the King. And then, take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Wow. Give me a tingle, not a mite. So listen, not a mite. Not a mite, just a little guafu. 在圣殿里奉献那两个小钱。Never mind. Do you tithe faithfully? Do you give all you have? How much of your money you spend for the Lord? For the sake of the Lord? In the Lord's service? In the church? Like I say, it's a very serious, challenging hymn, unless we live a consecrated life. Oh, and then he says, take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. How much time do you spend with God? Every day. Hours let alone moments, how many hours do you spend with God every day? When you can, when you have the time. And the last one, take my will and make it thine. Wow. It shall be no longer mine. Our will. Oh, sometimes our will is so strong. And that unless it's broken by God, we cannot do God's will. And take my heart. It is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be royal. Say, so let's sing it again prayerfully. Like I say, we are not there yet. We are far, far from there. But we can always pray that God will bring us there. Okay? 这个英文呢是一句一句的很实在的。 实在是富有挑战性的, yeah. And one time when at Pilgrim Camp, people were singing, I don't know if it's this song or the other one says, I'll live for thee, I'll live for Christ, amen. And in the middle of it, Brother Gordon Gardner, we just stop and then ask the congregation, do you really mean it? It was very challenging. Yeah. But God will help us. He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, it translates. Comforter is also translated in the New King James Version as helper. It will help us when we realize that we are in need of help. See, when we don't feel we are in need of help, He cannot help us. Say, so let's let the instrument, I'm glad David is here and to join Timon, let them play it once. Okay, then we'll sing one more time. 还是唱英文比较简单明了，我们用祷告的心来唱，真的求主帮，这是一首彻底奉献的诗歌。 You know, this author, Frances Havergal, was a godly English woman, and she was a totally consecrated person. Now, I remember a statement she made in one of the books. I don't remember which one. She says that, he said that something to the effect that if you give yourself completely, 100% to Christ, you shall have Christ 100%. In other words, how much we get from, you know, the Lord depends on how much we give it to Him, how much we offer ourselves to Him. Yeah. And it's so true. We can have, you know, the fullness of God if we give all we have. Our will, our thoughts, our feelings, our hands, our feet, and then we will have the fullness of God. Alright, so let our young musicians and play once, and the Lord bless you as we play, and bless us through your playing. Then we will sing it one more time. Thank you. first one again.
Yeah, Lord, I always enjoyed one part of the Bible when Jesus deals with Peter, and he denied him three times, and at the end, Jesus asked Peter the same question three times, do you love me? And Peter kept saying, yes, yes. He says, if you love me, feed my sheep. This is a hymn that is about a servant, a heart of a servant, and it speaks to me as well. But in some ways, we could ask ourselves this question. Am I giving myself to God? Each of these verses, take my life and let it be consecrated. Have you given your life to the Lord to be consecrated? The way Jesus teaches us is by asking questions which probes into your heart. This form of a question goes right into the heart of someone. Do you love me? Of course we say yes. And then he follows, well, if you love me, what will you do? Will you feed my sheep? So when we sing this song, these important, serious things that my father said, take my will and make it thine. Have you given your will to the Lord? And if you say yes, do you practice it? Do you submit totally to God and have Him deal with you? I think I always enjoy, look forward to communion, because that is a serious time where we put aside things that we have. We ask the Lord for forgiveness, clear our conscience, so that we could take part in the Lord's table with forgiveness and being forgiven. The same lesson in the Bible talks about how we look into the mirror. When we look into the mirror, we see our face very clearly. And when we walk away, we forget what we look like. The same lesson can be applied in this verse. If we say that we've given our will to the Lord, if we consecrated ourselves, let's not walk away and forget, and to practice this and keep this in our minds every day, to take our walk with the Lord seriously. And lastly, the verse came to me as I've been reading in Isaiah, and this is in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10 and 11. Verse 48. Chapter 48, verse 10 and 11 says, see, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do this. How can I myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. The Lord tests us and the Lord refines us. Not for ourselves, really, but for His glory. So when we go through trials and we win victories, it's always for the glory of God. This hymn and these verses, these songs, as we meet together, it is for the glory of God. Let's lift it up to Him, Lord. And we pray for just conviction in our hearts today. And as He speaks to me, something came to mind, and it spoke to my heart last night when someone spoke to me, and it caused me to wake up in the middle of the night and just to think about it and pray about it. And then these songs came to me. There's a another song I'd like to maybe sing later, but this song really speaks it all. Take my life and let it be. So I think I would like to also address this song to the young people. Right, so let's see. Bethany, Simon, Charity, Andrew, Kenny, David, and Timon. That as we sing the song, that you will take it into your heart. Okay, and let the Lord speak to you. Let's just sing it, verse 4, I think is probably the...
full-time ministry in Washington, D.C. back in 1985. And at first I had difficulty giving up my full-time job. It was a federal government job. It was well paid. And three of my children are still in college. And I just wondered if I had given my job, and, you know, how were they going to graduate, finish their college education? So it took me a while. 3 months we prayed. Mother and I prayed for 3 months until God just released this worry, this concern I had. So then I quit my job, and people were surprised in the office, and how come suddenly he quit his job. And then I had a few thousand dollars, maybe like $4,000, okay? And I wanted to save the money so that when I had no income, you see, I could... draw money for this account, you know. I wanted to open an account with our credit union, State Department Credit Union, you know. You know what? God said, no. I don't want you to have any savings account. I want you to trust in me. Okay. Now, at that time, the Lord taught me much about faith, you know, through the near-death experience of Mother Chow. She was in a coma for 2 weeks, and the doctor had given up on her, and the only thing that I could do was just trust God, just pray. The churches at the Ridgewood and in Fredericksburg, the churches we knew in Houston, in Taiwan, they were all praying for her.
Mm.
And so every day I had to learn to trust, just to trust. It was a hopeless case when I went to visit, to see her in the hospital. She was lying there, literally hopeless, and she was dying, literally. That's what the doctors thought.
Mm.
But the Lord said, that whenever I said, oh, it's hopeless, hopeless, and the God would say, not by sight, but by faith. When I was ready to give up, and God would say, another verse, say, fight a good fight of faith. So I could not give up. I had the word of God. And every morning I went to see her in the hospital, in that intensive care unit. And God began to put faith in my heart. And I began to sing, this mountain shall be removed. Every morning I went there. When I came back from the hospital, I thought, 这座大山必要挪去。 And when I sang it, I felt like I had, you know, yeah, I had more faith. I also had more power in it. And it all came from God, of course. So I kept saying. Until a week later, she began to come out of the coma. All right, so now that I've quit my job and I couldn't open a savings account and just, and guess what? My three children who were in college, they finished their college. Not only finished their college, and they graduated from some of the best known colleges, universities in the country. One from Johns Hopkins, one from New York University, NYU, yeah, NYU. And then went on to graduate school, also some of the best known colleges, such as Georgetown, Columbia, and finally, Harvard. This young man, John Chow, he ended up in Harvard. It just showed me, see, God just wanted to show me, look what I can do for you. Don't limit yourself. I don't have faith. Yes. Look what I can do for you. And you know what? And I began to live my faith, and the Lord began to supply. And we had to learn this lesson. Even when we first came to America, I had a job. I had to learn. We didn't have enough money. And it was very difficult the first couple of years after we came over, especially after Martha was born. Now we had seven, and this job, you know, the job could support maybe a couple. We had seven kids. It was difficult because God had to train us and to, teach us how to trust in Him. I knew that I had a call. I knew that the Lord had brought us to America not just to be a newspaper correspondent. He had a higher purpose. But the Lord also knew that I was not ready yet. I was not prepared yet. I knew I had a call. You know, I've met people who have a call from God, and then they decide to go to a seminary. And when they graduate, they think they are ready. They've learned about the Bible, they've learned how to preach, and they think they are ready. No, that's not the way we are equipped by God. When you are equipped by man, that's the way. Mm-hmm. So it took years, you know, for God to prepare us, to train us. So I've seen people, and so I have had to counsel people over the years. It's good, thank God, now you have a call, you know. Thank God you have the anointing. Now that's pretty good, you know. But there are many, many things that you have to learn before you can be used by God. Mm. Even our Lord Jesus had to spend 18 years when he had a call from the Father at the age of 12. But God had to keep him under Joseph. Joseph was a man of discipline. Bible says he was a righteous man. He wanted to do everything right in the sight of God. He was a very strict man. I believe he was a very strict father, earthly father. Hallelujah. But that's the way of God. God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, and so after I quit my job, and I didn't have any bank accounts, and of course, you know what the Lord had done with my children. And then, you know, I don't know how he did it, but all I remember is that my bank accounts later on always have a balance. Always. No matter how much you spend it. Never short of a balance. And even to this day, I had always balance. And this year, when our application for Medicaid or for extra benefits from the state of Texas were denied this year. Why? Because my bank account balance exceeded the limit. Hallelujah. And we sing, oh, great is thy faithfulness. Okay. We also need to learn to believe that great is his faithfulness. He will provide. But he would have us take him seriously, you know. Not just talk about it, but to take him seriously and to live our life, you know, seriously. To learn our lesson seriously.
我要很谨慎我的口舌这样子，昨天因为星期六我们讲到那个，我们讲到那个圣灵啊，在圣灵学校里头要学习这样背管制这样，那个连我们的言语啊都要受管制这样，那还有我昨天就讲了一句，我们，你记得我就让你讲，没有，那个前面的我记得，我就讲了一句那个隐藏，因为我们昨天学那个用那个 Zoom 嘛。
I mentioned about hidden being hidden. We learned about how to use the software Zoom.
慧姐就告诉我们，让那个有一个照相机的那个记号 icon.
Jeff told me there's a camera icon.
Yeah. 你要不愿人看见你呢，你就啊 click 一下那个照相机的记号.
You click on the icon, then people can see you.
Yeah. 那我就说了一句，我说这个隐藏很容易哦。
I said that the hiding yourself is easy.
但是我们要学习隐藏在主里面呢，却不那么容易。
But it won't be that easy if we want to learn hiding in the Lord.
然后我就大概我不知道怎么会讲到口舌。
I can't remember how I mentioned about, watch what you say.
Yeah, 那个首相他也听到了。
Mercy heard about that.
因为圣灵跟他说话。
Because the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
Yeah, 我昨天也讲到啊，我们的灵啊，对圣灵的感觉要敏锐。
I also mentioned yesterday that our spirit need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那圣灵一说话，他就知道了。
Whenever the Holy Spirit speaks, she knows.
对，他要谨慎他的口舌，这样。
She needs to watch what she say.
所以刚才我唱的那个诗歌就是说。我们的 voice, 我们的口要让它来控制，这样。
So when we sing this song, we look at the, we need to let the Lord control our tongue and mouth.
好，我回来呢，我再讲，就是，神他是多么信实。
Let me continue with the God's faithfulness.
Yeah. 我们唱这首诗歌的时候，不要怕。
When we sing this song, don't be concerned.
不要怕 Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My faith, my hands, my will, my... Give it all to God.
Amen.
He knows how to take care of you. He knows how to lead, guide, and make you what you ought to be. 你要翻中文吗？这个
好像不要。
所以不要怕
Don't be afraid、
不要怕因为他真的是信实的神
Because he is faithful、
赞美主 And all we need God, to do is to put into practice、
yes.
what we read in the Bible The Bible isNot for us just to know it or to quote it, but to live it.、Oh. 你应该翻中文吗？
那他们，我想大家应该听得懂。
啊，没错。我的意思就是说，圣经不是仅仅让我们知道，让我们会用，甚至祷告的时候我们也会用圣经，而是让我们要活，要学的要活出来。And I like what Mrs. Robinson said to Brother Edwin and his brother Walter, both of them went to visit with Mrs. Robinson.
那就你就坐下来了。
Okay.
你站着这儿。You know, they went to visit her. They thought that, wow, what a spiritual...You know, woman she was, they expected her, you know, they had their expectations. But when they saw her, she was such a simple, lady. Very accessible, simple, natural, you know. And they remembered one thing that Mrs. Robinson told them. He says, boys, here's the word of God. Read it, pray over it, and live it.And live it. That's what the Bible is for. Yeah. Okay. 感谢主哈，今天约翰选这个诗歌，跟我们那个博顶哈，非常的合适。The song that John picked today is very fitting for this communion service. As I sang it, My heart was touched again by the love of God, how the Lord gave himself completely to us. 我觉得我们要来 Let's read that verse again, what the Lord said. Okay. Matthew 26. 我们让一起来 26章26节。
Verse 26.
Let me check my Chinese Bible. Yeah. 26, right there. 26, 26. Yeah, 26, 26. Okay. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." When I thought of the bread, what Jesus said, "This is my body," my heart was just touched again. Say, God gave his all. When Jesus said, "My body," that included everything. His hand, his feet, his eyes, his everything that's in here. He gave his all to us. And oh, I said, how fitting this song is. And when I think of what have I given the Lord? Very little. We give just so little. And yet we think that we're giving him a lot. But when Jesus gave us his all, yes, he wants us to remember. He wants us to take it. He says, take, eat. He didn't keep anything for himself. Take and eat. Oh, how pleasing to God it would be when we say, you know, our body, as Paul admonishes, present your body, your whole, a living sacrifice. Oh, when we do that, how pleased God would be, yeah. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. Drink from all of you." He didn't leave anybody out. He wants all of us to take what he has, to take what he gives us. Like this morning, when we, as we're getting ready to break the bread and drink the cup, "Oh, Jesus, come. I want all of you. Since you have invited us to eat and take, and all of you take my body." 今天早上我们就是这样来吃、来喝、来多多的享受。他把他自己完全给了我们，完全给了我们。那我们因为得着了，知道他的爱。It's only when we realize how much God loves us and how faithful he is. And then we will be willing to give more of ourselves to him. And we will be ready to trust him more. Oh, hallelujah. 赞美主。You know, even to this day, the Bible says we do this in remembrance of him until he comes. God wants us to enjoy him, to remember him, to take of him. And in the process, we learn to give ourselves more and more to him. And that's how this exchange of life just takes place, and it's his work. And the Holy Spirit, he has been doing it over the years. Now I've seen he's doing it in our e-school and different small groups that we have association with. He's doing it all over. Tell me to, and let him do it here, today, this morning, and in this place, in this meeting.感谢主，所以让我们这样继续的笑，要买哦，赞美主。You mentioned there's another song, that you have on your heart, what is the other one?
Oh, I'd rather have Jesus.
Oh, good. All right, we can sit there. Like, like Tama, it's not an example of Tama, true. You be a woman, the sin, pain, the woman, 真的吃这个饼杯的时候，真的对主说，主啊，我宁可要你，我宁可要你，胜过世上的一切。这个歌词是非常好的一个歌词，胜过什么君王啊，什么地界啊，这个 no more coming。Send this sound and with a different feeling, different sense. Okay. Let's sing the first verse again as we prepare our hearts to partake the communion. 预备我们的心想第一节再来 I'd rather have Jesus than sinI'm gonna be left by his nail-pierced Sound the chorus again.
Then to me the King of the vast domain, or me out in sin, dread's way. I'd rather have Jesus than
We're going to pray and bless the bread and the cup.
Yes.
来吃你，来喝你， 因为你说的， 你的肉是可吃的， 你的血是可喝的， 吃你肉喝你血的， 就有生命。
Yes.
多吃就多得到你的生命， 主啊， 不吃的， 就没有， 主我们谢谢主， 谢谢你， 主啊， 你要亲自的来， 加上祝福。 Lord, make it a spiritual reality in this part of the service as we partake of your body. And remind us of what you said there. Your flesh is eatable.
Yes.
And your blood is drinkable.
Yes, Jesus.
And those who eat your flesh and drink your blood shall have life everlasting. And you have promised that we can have not only life, but have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So this morning, as we partake of this holy communion, Lord, we ask that you come to us more greatly and fill all of us with your Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
Cleanse us with your precious blood, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
And then empower us once again, Lord, to walk in the way you would have us walk.
Yes.
So your name might be glorified.
Yes, sir.
So we might be the true and effective witness, Lord, to your power, your faithfulness, and your great love. Oh, we thank you. We pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless each one as a partaker. Now let's sing as they pass the bread and cup. 他们分的时候，我们来唱那个最后一节，这个呀，就是第二节。
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of the vassal.
主耶稣他亲自递给门徒，今天在圣灵里面，我们有从他的手里头来亲自接受这个礼。Now in the spirit, let's take it from the hand of the Lord and eat it. 一起来吃这个饼。Let's all eat it. 赞美主。Yes, keep feeding us, Lord. 让我们继续的吃，以你自己来喂养我们。The bread of heaven, Hallelujah. 让我们吃它，喝它，这样赞美主。然后主耶稣他提醒我们，这是他立约的血，永远有功效，永远不改变。他洁净我们，洗净我们一切的罪，也是永远的。Yeah. So let us all drink it. 一起来喝 drink it together. Hallelujah. 赞美主。More abundantly,
more abundantly, that they might have life,
and more abundantly, more abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life, and more abundantly, more abundantly, more abundantly.
坐下，唱那个最后一节。He is fairer than lilies of the rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungry spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him be. 最后一节。
He's fairer than lilies.I'd rather have Jesus
主耶稣啊，你要来怜悯我们。主啊，你要来听这个祷告。主耶稣啊，你真的是主啊，我们求你的信实来垂听这个祷告。而且主啊，靠着你的信实，你要成就这个祷告在我们身上。Lord Jesus, all glory belong to you.
Yes.
帮助我们，把我们全然献给你，毫无保留。
Jesus,
thy body that was broken for us. Your body, which is the bread of life. Oh, Jesus, we want more. More of you. We thank you for your shed blood, Jesus. Oh, Lord, this wine, this new wine that we are partaking of, we want more, Lord. We want to continue to hunger for you. We want to continue to thirst for you. Oh, we have tasted your goodness, and we want more of you. Oh, sweet Jesus, more of you.
是的，主耶稣，谢谢你的话说的肉是可吃的，主啊，你的血是可喝的。哦，主啊，主啊，在你里面有生命的泉源。哦，主啊，谢谢你，我们是与你有份的，我们可以 partake 你的生命。
阿门。
主啊，你说 every morning is new mercy every day。
阿门。
哦，主啊，我们真的是每一天都要来跟你咨询。
阿门。
神的信实。Oh, the mercy.
感谢你，因为这一切世上的一切都是来的，我们为了我们所有来认识你这个人。主啊，我们真是宁愿要你耶稣，不要我们其他。都说让我们的心在你里再次能够渴慕，单单的渴慕你。
主啊，是的，除了你以外还有谁？在地上我们还有谁？除了你以外，哦，在天上我们也没有说啊。主啊，主耶稣啊，赞美你！主啊，叫我们渴慕你，把那饥渴慕你的心放在我们的里面。
阿
门。主耶稣，把饥渴慕你的心更多的赏赐给我们。我们需要。
主啊，我们每时每刻都需要。
阿门。
主啊，你要带领我们，帮助我们更多的依靠你。主啊，将我们隐藏在你的里面。主啊，我们不会隐藏，但是主啊，我相信你会带领我们，帮助我们。主啊，只要你知道怎么样隐藏，将我们隐藏在你的里面。
哈
利路亚。
31:31。
Camp 祷告，因为今年的报名很踊跃。
yeah, I'd like to give a report about the registration for the Pilgrim Camp. And this year we have a lot of registrations.
所以到三月底大概就满了。
Till the end of March is the capacity is full
already. 然后现在还有一些，现在应该还有三个人在 waiting list。
There are three more people on the waiting list.
加上那个，怎么突然忘记那个城市？苏传道在滨州吗？
Additionally,
他们有19个人报名，他们自己是在营地的 hotel 外面的，应该是一些 lodge 一些住的地方自己订了，但是没有报名，因为报不上。
Richard Sue in Pennsylvania has a group of 19 people wanting to come to the camp, and they are finding a lodge outside the camp because the capacity is full, and they are taking care of that part by themselves.
然后沈阳有五位弟兄姐妹要去签证，要为他们祷告。
I was only pray for five brothers and sisters. They are applying for a visa in 沈阳。
那现在 Sister 明志明姐妹在华美教会的志明姐妹
啊、Sister 明，
她现在在排，因为这十九个宾州的弟兄姐妹，他们希望。大部分的人除了三四个那个名单我要查一下，他们是来大概四五天，其他的都是来六跟日，礼拜六跟礼拜日。
Sister Ming is arranging for the schedule of those group of 19 people, like some of them will be here for a week long and some of them will be just spending the week.
那他们希望可以，他们虽然自己订外面，他希望可以在这个餐厅用餐。
They wanted to have their meal with us.
所以志明姐她现在在排，她应该是排好了，就是她把这十九个人加进来，看礼拜六、礼拜日怎么样安排这个饭厅的座位。
Sister Ming is working out on seating for the weekend.
还有，她也把讲英文跟讲中文的人数算出来。那在会场上，我们那个聚会的地点也是有限嘛。左边两边，然后正面这边，他把中文跟英文分开，然后椅子都排好了，希望不要去挪用沙发什么，就是增加营地 Brother Tom 的工作。
Yeah, she also separated a group of English speaking and Chinese speaking people, and she also designated each individual a seat, and hopefully that you won't add to Brother Tom's burden to.Arrange and shuffle around the furniture.
对，然后也给那个 John, Brother John, 也给 John 看，就是希望我们祷告，就是说我们这样的安排，营地可以接受。
Yeah, so John needs to review this, and also in hoping that our proposal for this arrangement will be acceptable to the camp.
因为我在跟苏传道联络沟通的时候，我跟他说。我都不能跟你讲确定的。
Yeah, I cannot give an confirmed answer to most of the questions that the preacher Sue has raised.
因为我们要很尊重营地的决定。
Because we have to respect the decision made by the camp.
我跟他说我们仰望主吧。
Yeah, I told him that let's look up to the Lord.
然后他说好，我们仰望主。
Yeah, he said yes, we'll look up to the Lord.
所以我觉得他们这一大部分弟兄姐妹来，因为要上班，但是他们也很渴慕，所以他们的六日很多也是携家带眷来。
Yeah, many of them will come with the family, and they have to work, but also at the same time they have a great desire for Jesus.
对，所以我想我们用这个时间帮为这些事情祷告，真的愿他们那个渴慕的心可以传到营地那边，让营地的负责人知道。
Yeah, so, let's pray for them that their desire for Jesus will touch the heart of campus administration, so they will work out a way to fulfill the needs.
Yeah, 这是目前报名的情形，不知道还有没有要补充的。
Yeah, this is current status. Any additional comments?
六位亲友的特会，纽约的、DC 的、香港都一起到。
Let's also pray for the conference in other area, Hong Kong and DC.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. 主啊，因为这个末日实在是近了，主啊，你在吸引许多的人，主啊，要来听你那个末日的信息。 哦，主啊，你来高抹，主高抹讲员，主啊，高抹做见证。主啊，我们真的是向你祷告，让这些渴慕来的人都可以来。主啊，求你来帮助 John,Brother John 和 Brother Paul 他们的沟通。主啊，让你自己的心意可以完成。主啊，我们真的不论如何，主啊，我们相信你必定大大祝福每一位报名的。哦，主耶稣赞美你，哈利路亚，谢谢主。主啊，你的宝血涂抹遮盖每一个特会，哈利路亚，赞美你，让你自己的心意、你的旨意在每一个特会都畅通无阻。哦，谢谢你，赞美你，哈利路亚，保守每一位工作人员的身体、身心灵健康，还有他们的家庭，主啊，都在你的保护、保守一下。谢谢主，感谢赞美，哈利路亚。
Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for the conferences that is being set up, Lord, in Film Camp, in New York, in D.C., also in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, and the other meetings going on in Japan. I pray, Lord, that you will just make it smooth transition in all the meetings, Lord. And more importantly, that you will be glorified in this meeting. And that more importantly is about your people and your glory, Father. Oh, Jesus, you draw those who come to be fed, Lord, and to be blessed, Lord, and to be rested, Lord. Oh, that you'll grant them a quiet spirit, Father, in just seeking you and learning about you, Lord, and preparing for your coming, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. And as we pray for these, your work to be done, there are things that need to be taken care of, like, accommodations and the number of people, and just the arrival and departure and safety of all those who come and go, and the daily routines of the dining room and the meeting rooms, Lord. Lord, we trust in you for all of our needs, Lord Jesus. Yes. All of our needs. Lord, you say that we should not be anxious for anything.
Amen.
And that we can bring everything to you in prayer, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray that you hear our prayers and you accommodate for all these people, the 19 guests from Pennsylvania, the 3 on the waiting list, Lord, that no one would be turned away, Lord Jesus. That you open the hearts and the doors of Film Camp, Lord. That you help us, Lord, give us wisdom to make this work, Father, as we pray, Lord. Direct us, teach us, and show us the way. We thank you, Lord, for your loving heart, Lord. And the expectation of your spirit and all the work that you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for these different appointments that you are making with your church. Jesus, we pray that you will come. You will come to every place, Jesus, with your people.
Yes, Lord.
That you will speak the hearts of your people. You have the words of eternity. Lord, you are the one that we want to see at the Lord, I pray that we will all come hungry in our soul and our spirit. Lord, we want to be vessels made ready for the Master's use. So we ask that at these meetings you will pour out your spirit, that Lord, you will have your You will, Lord, establish your kingdom within us and through us. Father, we ask for your blessing upon those who will be ministering, whether they are preaching from the pulpit, or they are playing the piano, or they are cleaning the facilities, or serving the guests. Each one we ask, oh God, for you to come and anoint them by the power of your Spirit. Strengthen them. Oh God. Oh God, we ask that you will just come and minister through them your great love. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for all these opportunities that are coming. Oh, to meet with you. Make us ready for your coming. Lord, even now, prepare hearts. Oh God, even now, make a way for those who are really seeking you to find you yes, into having a real divine touch from God. Yes, oh Lord, I thank you for all you are doing and all you will do.
Yes,
and you always do, oh God, exceeding, abundant, more. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you thanks.
Mm.
真的在把周牧师团队，来求主你，主啊，来保守保护你，来高牧，主啊，让周牧师，周牧师周师母他们有很好的休息，主啊，在这一个聚会，接着一个聚会，一直到香港的这个特会，主耶稣，你要让周牧师，主啊，真的。 在主里有很好的休息，主啊，让他的身体是在最好的状况，那个心灵，主啊，在各方面，主啊，就是一个预备好的，哦，主啊，一个你，哦，制作多年宝贵的器皿要来流露你自己的心意，主啊，你要特别的保守他们，主啊，不论在美，在美国，或在香港，还有在日本。 主耶稣啊，赞美你！我们也为团队，主啊，赖牧师服务，林牧师服务，主啊，还有余牧师，主啊，他们都一路这样跟到底。主啊，你要特别的看顾，主啊，你特别的看顾，主啊，你的宝血，你的圣灵，哦，真的是如影随形。主啊，那个二者不可以靠近。哦，主耶稣赞美你，哈利路亚！主啊，把你天上的智慧、能力、恩典都赐下来，在这个团队的身上。主啊，谢谢你，主，你也隐藏这个团队在你的里面。哦，主啊，在你的保护里面，主啊，在你的能力的里面。哦，主耶稣，谢谢你。 主啊，你也来高抹、你恩高，你也来高抹每一位要来参加的弟兄姐妹。主啊，特别预备每一位来参加弟兄姐妹的心。主啊，是那个敞开的。主啊，是受教的。哦，是好土的。主啊，是要结实100倍、30、哦、60到100倍的。主啊，你现在就来预备。主啊，你不仅来吸引这么多人要来，主你。 你更要来预备，主啊来预备，谢谢主，哈利路亚。主啊，我们相信你掌权。哎，主耶稣啊，主啊，是的，你在掌权。哇，真的你来保守团队的弟兄姐妹，主啊，还有我们的牧者同工们，主啊，更多的花时间在你的面前。主耶稣啊，主啊，真的不让这些忙碌，还有这些。 这些事务性的哦，主啊，来影响我们的生活，主啊，来影响我们跟你的关系。主耶稣啊，你更多的隐藏我们，更多的隐藏牧师、周牧师、师母，主啊，在这忙碌的时候，好像哦很多事情要处理，很多决定要来做的时候，主啊，真的我们说我们要更多的在你的里面。主耶稣啊，安息在你的里面。主耶稣啊，你来做决定，主啊，你来带领。 主啊，因为你是我们的元帅，主啊，你是一切的决策者。主耶稣啊，我们也不急。主啊，你不焦急。主啊，你要把那个焦急的心从团队里面挪开。主啊，真的带我们进入更深的平安。主啊，让这个平安充满我们的心。主啊，我也为今日你来祷告。主耶稣，求你的宝血来遮盖。主啊，我们一切，通过你耶稣基督的名，斥责一切仇敌的搅扰，让开。
细菌离开他，让疼痛离开他。主耶稣，你的宝血厚厚的遮盖今日。阿门。赞美主。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门
招聚我们，哦，主要我们有这样的福分，我们可以来领受你的身体，跟你的保险， 主啊，我们真的是要纪念，时常纪念，主啊，你在我们的心，你在我们的里面，你的生命是真实的，哦，主啊，是新的，每一天都是新的，哦，主啊，谢谢你的身体为我们保开，谢谢你的保险为我们留，让我们在你里面有份有份，让我们的罪得洁净，让我们疾病得医治，哦，主耶稣，是我们感谢你，真的愿你那新的生命每天都在我们里面发挥它的功效。主啊，是的，我为着我们 Gilbin Gan 的需要，哦，主啊，还有短期接下来几个特会在不同的城市跟地点，我们也带到你的面前。哦，主啊，谢谢你让那些心里渴慕的弟兄姐妹们可以来到我们当中。主，我们求你真的是来帮助我们来安排，并解决一切在资源上短缺的那些困难。哦，主啊。求你来运筹帷幄，哦，主啊，叫一切的难处可以顺利的解决。哦，主啊，是的，我们求你保守这个特会的进行。哦，主啊，保守牧师师母，还有那些来与会的弟兄姐妹，保守他们在行旅上、交通上的安全。哦，主啊，还有办理签证各式各样的大小事情上的安排。哦，主啊，求你来恩待。是我们感谢你今天给我们的带领。哦，主啊，真的是。保守的心怀一念，叫我们时常记得你，知道我们的生命全然是你的，我们将我们的一切都给你，是吧？愿你来使用它。现在我们求你来祝福并洁净，我们待会要享用的食物。谢谢你的供应，叫我们没有缺乏，也保守我们待会的分享跟交通，还有饭后的茶。谢谢你的带领，我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.